DY Mobile.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Let me get out of this hole. 4HK, hey, Daniel.
Hey, hole?
Not yet.
You were hey.
Daniel, you still there? Over toward North Pleasantburg.
Hey! Any Cherrydale today?
No, I was over in Easley, but I gotta go over here to Greer and finish up the day.
I just left the wonderful land of Costco. I have a love-hate relationship with that place. I hate to go, but every now and then I have to make a run out there.
We do Sam's because we don't have a Costco close, so.
You go through the checkout, they ring you up, and then you go to the door, and then they have to count every item like you somehow magically were able to steal something in between you paying and walking out the door.
Kind of funny, but I use the Scan and Go app that Sam's has got. I scan everything as we go. So I don't have to go through the register, and then I go over to the door, and they scan like 3 or 4 items just to verify that this is my order, and that's it. Out the door we go.
And awesome. I did not know they had that. That right there may be worth going over to, because I hate Costco's, but I have to go every now and then. Like I said, I paid for all my items. They rung him up, and then I get to the door, and then the lady wants to argue with me that I didn't get one of the items, and then I pointed to it at the receipt. I'm like, it's right there. She's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes, but at least learn to listen to somebody when they have something to say.
I can say, I mean, it wasn't like I rung it up, so, but... No, that's pretty cool. Do you still have a, do you have to have a Sam's membership? I assume yes.
Yes, you do. And to use that app, you have to be some kind of level up or something. I'm not exactly sure. But I've got one through my business because I get a lot of stuff there to run the business with.
Yeah, my business pays for my Costco just because sometimes I get my hard drives and office stuff from there just because it's easier.
Do you want to go in? I think you can go in without the membership and look around and see if it's something you're interested in before you actually get the membership, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you know what you pay for your level up?
I do not. The wife takes care of that, so I'd have to ask her. But I'll try to find out for you.
That's fine. I'm sure I could go online and check. I didn't know if you knew off the top of your head. We have a, we're part of the level, I have a business account, so I get like 2% back on everything to help offset the cost of it.
Something like that too, where we get cash back and points or something. She uses it to buy stuff throughout the year. So it works out pretty good for us. And like I said, I like the Scan and Go app, so I ain't got to stand in line. I ain't got to go through the self-check. I just do it as I'm going through a store, and that's it. But now you got a limit, a dollar limit they've put on it recently, and I think it's $700 or something like that. But I've never had an issue with it.
Up to $700, you can do it. So I guess you have to have a credit card on file with it, which wouldn't really be a problem either, I guess.
Card on file.
Up in May, so I definitely may check that out because I haven't been terribly happy with Costco. And even their meat stuff has been pretty bad with first trying to get it, but second, some of the chicken has been bad when we purchased it. We usually kind of kind of buy ahead and then freeze it and use it. But then when we thaw it out, it's already rotten or something.
I do the same thing. We'll buy stuff up and freeze it, and then my wife pulls it out and cooks stuff or whatever I do. But we've not had any problem with any of the meat, so I can't help you on that one.
I heard you guys talking the other day about smoking some meat and stuff. Do you do that?
I do not. Chad and Bill both do.
I have a smoker. I haven't in the past couple of months, but I need to get back into it because I always enjoy doing that. But the one I have to babysit, so I was interested in knowing if you had one or not, but it sounds like you don't.
I don't, and I think Bill's got either, he's got one of the green eggs, either the small one or the big one, I'm not sure which.
You from Chad?
I have not, I haven't seen him, or he, and he hadn't brought it over there and left it that I know of. I don't go there till tomorrow.
And I haven't got to try it out yet. I was trying to look for like maybe another HT since the Bowfang I have doesn't seem to be working. So I was looking at possibly getting just a little small small handheld just to try it on.
We'll help you out with that.
To try it. So we'll see what happens. I had a good time down there visiting with Chad, so it'd be cool if we all got together anyways. I think y'all are talking about November 13th or something.
Roger that.
I have my in-laws coming to town, so I'm trying to see when they're coming to town. And if they're in town that weekend, then I'll definitely be with you, it looks like.
If they are in town or if they are not.
They're in town, you will see me. So, I will find extra jobs to do usually during that time.
Save that discussion for later.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Be careful, I'm pulling into my next stop, so I'm going to have to hop off here and try to get this day finished up. So you be careful on into the house, and I'll talk to you later. KO4HKX 73.
Thanks, Patrick, for jumping on. It was good to hear your voice. This is KI4DTY. I'll be 73 on your last, well, you're walking in. So I'll be on the side.